Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
You might remember when Megan Pyfus made headlines back in 2021, becoming the first Black female puppeteer on Sesame Street. Well, now the Nashville puppeteer has reached another milestone, her first album, Spaceships and Dreams. Julie Height of Nashville Public Radio says it's a hip-hop kids album with a colorful guest roster.
You know, most artists, they have their voice. There are no other voices, it's theirs.
That's Megan Pyfus, who happens to have an airy, expressive singing voice.
Your eyes are a mirror.
But she definitely didn't limit herself to singing as herself on her own album.
Song Make You Proud, there's probably 15 children's voices. About 10 of those voices are real kids.
The other five? Pyfus. All together, they're called May and Them Pups.
And so I imagine there's a young girl. This is what she would sound like. I just want to make you, I just want to make you proud. Make you proud, proud of me. The next track, I thought, okay, there's maybe a little older kid, an older boy. So he would sound like this. I just want to make you, I just want to make you proud.
Pyfus was a bashful 10-year-old herself when she started disappearing into other characters. Like it or not, she was going to be on stage in the suburban Cincinnati church where her dad preached and led music.
So I had opportunities to sing in the church choir and dance on the church's praise team, but I never really felt comfortable in my own skin. So when I started puppetry, I realized that I could sing through the puppet. I really began to find my own voice and my own confidence through puppetry.
She kept sharpening her craft as a ventriloquist and performed on televised talent shows even after she moved to Nashville for college.
How old are you?
I'm 20.
It's so unusual to see a 20-year-old who's into ventriloquism these days. What happened?
That America's Got Talent audition? Pyfus crammed it in during spring break. Even though she launched a real estate career, she didn't abandon her performing ambitions. 3 years after she sent in her audition tape, she finally heard that Sesame Street was interested.
Elmo's name is Special, and yours is too. My name is Gabrielle.
When I found out that she was the first Black female puppeteer on Sesame Street, I was just like, it's time to go.
That's gospel and hip-hop producer Sir the Baptist.
Most of what I look for as a producer is the first of something, someone that's required to trailblaze.
He was even more convinced that Pyfus had an album in her when he learned that she was a classically trained singer and songwriter who knew her way around recording software and knew funk legend Bootsy Collins, who was willing to pitch in as co-producer. The song started to take shape when Sir and Pyfus got back in touch with their playful younger selves. And Sir challenged Pyfus to turn back the clock in a different way, to how she sang before she learned to do it without moving her mouth.
I had to tell her, open your mouth, smile, drop your jaw, project. She had to untrain herself from not using her face muscles.
For some sessions, though, Pyfus was singing for a puppet, and she brought him along to our interview.
Hey, everybody, I'm Baby Junebug.
To be clear, as big a personality as 5-year-old Junebug has, there's no sound actually emanating from his round, plush face. And yet, Pyfus says he had his own microphone in the studio so that he could duet with a celebrated spoken word poet.
The list is so long, but we so strong. So right now, I need you and you and you to sing along.
Junebug actually recorded in this studio live with Jay Ivey. Then we got very natural interaction between Junebug and Jay Ivey. Jay was looking directly into Junebug's eyes.
much more beautiful eyes than naked.
So he was looking at a real boy instead of looking at me while we were recording.
Pyphus's sons, Leo and Ty, are only a little younger than Junebug, and she wanted to know what they thought of the album.
They are young, but they have very sophisticated taste. Their favorite music is actually scores from films, so they listen to symphony music. So they are very harsh and honest critics, but they do like the music, and their favorite song is Every Lyric Has a Home.
She even had her boys sing a little with her on that one.
Friday, Saturday, Sunday, yeah. You are my world.
For Here and Now, I'm Julie Height.
Yeah, family's number one.